can't tell if the chemistry's good by looking at it. It wasn't clear yesterday. For the last time, the saltwater pool is a chlorine pool.
This is the Talking Pools Podcast with pool pros from every region in the country. If it happens in a pool, you'll hear about it here. Everything from tips and hacks to the latest tricks and trends. Breaking news, we lay it on the line. We tell it like it is because we think you deserve to know.
Listen, do you see my phone? I have the Galaxy 23, S23 Ultra. Welcome to the Talking Pools podcast where we talk about what phones we have. I'm Team Android. I refuse to buy an iPhone.
And I have an iPhone because I prefer phones that work.
It works perfectly fine. It's brand new. I just got it. But what happened was...
I'm Rudy Stankiewicz, by the way. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Talking Pools podcast.
It beeped again. Oh, sorry. I'm here with Rudy and I'm Andrea. Well, it's not a phone issue. It's just that the phone kind of fell off my chair onto the floor, which is fine. It fell on, you know, it's not broken or anything, but my S Pen popped out, which is annoying. And then you got to make sure it like goes back in properly. Otherwise, it will fall out. That happened to me at the Aqua Live show back at the hotel room. The S Pen had fallen out of my phone, but I found it under the bed. Shits are $50, bro.
Okay. I gotcha. That's important.
So anyway, Welcome to Talking Pools.
I think we did that.
Hashtag Team Android.
Team iPhone. Regardless.
As my daughter would say, meh,
meh. So this is the reason why you want to have crawlers in your pool. We had a very, very strong wind. I have a backyard where they've been doing a lot of landscape work. But check this out. See the landscape? But look at the bottom of the pool. Nice and clean. All the dirt is on the steps and the walls where you can't reach. You know what I mean? Besides that, the bottom's clean. So make sure you put a crawler in your pool. Look at this. All I have to do is just brush it. And then the crawler will get the rest.
Tip of the day is courtesy of Coachella Valley Pools on Instagram.
I hope everybody's doing well today. I'm happy to get a chance to talk with you. Season's coming up really quick.
Wow, it just started raining really hard. Season? My pool season never ends.
Well, that's not true. You go through different phases of it. You definitely have a slower time, a time where the pools are
easier.
Okay,
we'll call it people a slow season.
Less often. So there is a difference. Not much, but I know all the New Yorkers are still down there swimming.
So
you have that to contend with. Did you have anything pressing at the moment? Because I wanted to touch base on two things, but I do want to make sure that if you had something. No?
No, I'm good.
Okay. Well, first, I want to talk about something it's a problem, and it's always been a problem. And I wrote an article about it in Aqua Magazine this month that talks about the reputation of the pool service person. And basically...
How we're like the bottom of the bottom. We're like rats. We're like, hold on. How's the line? We're like rats on mice. We're like
rats on mice,
rats on mice, fleas on mice.
Okay. We're like a flea on the ass of a mouse.
Oh, it's from Greece. They're the scum of the earth. They're like the fleas on rats on dogs, something like that. I don't know.
This is looked at as a catch-all position for people who failed at everything else. And I referenced the Bad News Bears in the article, Morris Buttermaker, if you guys are familiar with that movie, because he was a major league ball player that became an alcoholic down on his luck. So took a job cleaning, you guessed it, swimming pools to make ends meet. So you can read that article in Aqua Magazine, but that's not what I want to talk about, not specifically the article. I want to talk about this. I got a message from a pool professional 2 days ago, and I get a lot of I get a lot of messages. I get a lot of phone calls. I get a lot of texts. I get a lot of emails, folks asking for different advice on this or that. And that's great. I love that. So if anybody out there has any questions, please, even if you don't want it on the podcast, send it to me. I'm happy to help. That's one of the things that I offer to the people who take my CPO classes, because I don't think 2 days and see you later in 5 years is good enough for somebody. They're going to run into a lot of different things. And even if you are an experienced pro, a second set of eyes is never a bad thing. So included in the fee for my CPO class, you get me for as long as you need me. As long as I can answer your question on the phone or in an email, there's never any extra charge for that. If you need me to come out to your facility, that's a different story, obviously, for obvious reasons. But I've even gone on FaceTime tours of facilities to look at different problems.
Need to get your CPO certification? Do you want it to mean something? Take a class that has been tweaked to provide you with the absolute best learning experience. This is by design a hard class. No one is going to hand feed you answers to the test here, but you will take from it vital information that will benefit you in the field. The delivery of the information is done with a focus on long-term retention. Don't think the instructor who teaches the class you attend makes a difference? Rudy has been in this industry a long time, and it does mean something to him. If he's going to have his name on the piece of paper as your teacher, you better darn well believe you're going to have to learn in order to get it. If you want to make taking care of the pools on your route easier and your business more profitable, this is the class for you. To view Rudy's CPO certification class schedule, visit cpoclass.com. Again, that's cpoclass.com.
So this one, though, not necessarily a maintenance question, but, well, let me read it to you because this is the best way. And then I just want your reactions, and I'm sure you're going to have a lot. It starts out.
Yeah, just read it if my mic was off. Sorry.
Let me vent to you for a minute. I had to put a customer in his place yesterday. Guy's talking about how he's getting ready to retire after more than a decade as a mailman. He's retired previously from the military. He says to me, geez, you've been here a long time. This is a person in a pool store. And I replied, over a decade, same as you. His next comment was, oh, I guess your spouse must have a really good job then.
Oh my God.
It goes on, wait, what does my spouse's job have to do with anything? And then it says, well, you didn't give up your prior career for this, did you? I mean, obviously, that means that your spouse is the breadwinner. So it goes on. It goes on.
Sorry that happened to you, anonymous person. Yeah, sorry that happened to you.
Isn't it horrible? I politely told him that his opinion is demoralizing and disrespectful, that him asking my employees what they're going to do next in life, in their career, sends the message that what they're doing isn't good enough. I asked him, I'm not going to name his name, let's just call him Dimwit, how much money do you think I make? Because you'd be surprised. He didn't answer and just immediately started apologizing. Then he actually asks what my spouse does, who holds a high level position somewhere, blah, 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 blah. And he says, oh, good for him. We need more people like that. There's so much opportunity. And I said, yeah, you're looking at somebody who took advantage of opportunities. I make more in my position than I would have in my last career, even with the master's degree I have. I make more money than the average American household by myself, regardless of my spouse's income. So tell me again why my spouse's job has anything to do with me or the potential for my employees to grow in their positions and a great career. Quit telling them this is just a stepping stone and acting like this isn't good enough, because I don't need your business bad enough to tolerate your bullshit. Ugh, stupid people. That's the end of it. I did reply to it, but I want to get your thoughts. Go. It's a lot. No audio.
Aha. How about that? Is that better? I had some green beans that I was eating. So I muted my mic for everybody. So my thoughts, like, wow, like just the audacity, you know, if people have nothing, they'd certainly have the audacity. They'd certainly be able to find that, just pull it out of wherever. I don't know. I kind of, you didn't tell me who it is, but I kind of feel like I know who that came from.
I'm not going to tell you who it is.
So. I'm not asking you to, but I'm okay. Saying, but yeah, no, it's just, I don't know. I can't picture myself in that scenario and what I would do. Like, I don't know if I would even have said as much as that, because I probably would have just been like, whatever. And then just like continued on, not, and then like being mad about it later.
I give kudos.
Good
to this
on
person.
You for saying something to the person is what I was about to say and trying to get at, because yeah, that's just like, that's just something crazy that you don't say to people.
Good on you first for of all. Maintaining your cool during this interaction, because I would have lost my shit.
I mean,
there's no benefit from me losing my shit. It's just what would have occurred as this person stood in front of me telling me that I had a position that wasn't good enough. Right?
I mean, you're here in my store, you know, whatever it is. I don't know.
It's
did they ask him to leave?
No, I think it just ended at that point in time. There were other customers in the store. So that was probably,
they said he apologized.
Correct. But still, this is the mindset, and this is the mindset of a lot of people. I've shared with you before, I had an incident where I was actually at an event for one of my wife's companies that she worked at. I was at this event, and a lady walks up to me, happens to be a teacher, and says to me, you know, introduces herself and asks me what I do for a living. And I said, oh, I own a swimming pool and service and repair company here in town. And she pauses for a second, and then she looks at me and she says, that's so nice. Some people just really shouldn't go to college, should they? Bitch!
I said, people always find the audacity, you know? Like, you wonder what goes through some people's heads as they're saying that shit to you. I experience it in the car when I'm driving in a pool truck. People just like think that they can drive in front of me and drive around me and cut me off, and I have to let them go first. And it's like, no, I don't. Like, you still have to follow the fucking rules of the, you know, traffic rules. Like, they still apply. Like, just because I'm in a pool truck, I'm going the speed limit. I'm not going under the speed limit. You're trying to do fucking 90 down US-1. You know what I'm saying? Like, that happens all the time. People zoom around you. And then especially like in some of the more fancy communities, people expect you to just like let them go. So you got to stop. And oh my God, it's just ridiculous driving. But to add to your point, to just ram people.
So what's the solution? I mean, part of the problem is that there are people that probably do start doing this because they've run out of things to do. They are the bottom
of the erosion feeder
of the chain, the food chain, the bottom of the evolutionary chain, whatever. They've failed at position after position because it's their own fault, and they end up without anything. And then the pool industry,
especially,
it's such
in Florida,
a low cost fee to enter into it, that we do end up getting a lot of people who don't know what they're doing. We get a lot of people who aren't qualified to do what they're doing. We get a lot of people who break the rules and don't get the licensing or contractor's licensing that they're supposed to have, the insurance that they're supposed to have.
Everywhere.
Especially in Florida. It happens everywhere. There's a splash and dash. Somebody who woke up this morning decided to throw a pole in his truck and boom, I'm a
pool
guy.
What in is, every state, do you know in every what is actually required?
County in every
do you know
town.
What is actually required to
and
get?
That's because, part of the problem.
So, for example, part as far as I know, in Florida, there's one. I think there's one county that's different. You don't need any type of license or anything, except for a tax ID. So you don't need to take any kind of class. You don't need to get certified for anything. You don't need a license for anything to just go and clean pools in people's yards. Okay, well, that's what I was asking.
That's not just Florida, though.
Yes,
that
Sarasota. That's
everywhere.
What I was asking you,
no,
is
it
that
happens everywhere.
It's not
and
just Florida, because
about,
I kind
Sarasota
of assumed that it was.
The bar
okay.
quite a bit, because they're super strict. No, not just Florida. It happens everywhere. And there's a lot of folks out there that don't know what they're doing, and they are giving the industry a bad name. But are they entirely the problem? I don't think that they are. They're mm-hmm. there. That's where the stigma comes from. They do exist, and they exist in every vocation. That's a fact. There are shitty doctors. There are shitty lawyers. There are a lot of shitty people in a lot of positions that are out there. It doesn't have to be cleaning pools. It could be mowing lawns. Why aren't the lawn people the dregs of society? I don't know. But here's the thing. There is a solution, and it's not been done. And now in the magazine article, one of the things I talked about as a solution was mentorship. If you go and look at the article that I wrote in Aqua, it talks about mentorship and actually bringing these people up a level. Helping them to become more educated, helping them to become more a part of the industry. And I do believe that that's true. But the big, big, big solution that should have been happening all along that doesn't is the trade associations that we belong to should be advocating for their members, promoting them as professionals in the public eye. That's a fact. We pay dues to belong to these different trade associations. Trade associations should reinvest their money in the needs and education of the members. This is a need. Other organizations have done it. Civil Liberties Unit, NAACP, all of those boosting the image of their members. I think that we're in the same boat. That's what should be happening. And I don't know what the identifier is for somebody who's a dreg versus somebody who's not, but there could be something. Look for the Golden Pool Pro certification label on your truck, on your pool guy's uniform, on their business card, and you can verify it because we have it all on record. These are the members. These are
is
the people
that not,
have to have specific requirements to be part of this. Otherwise,
currently?
We boot their asses out because we don't want the dregs. Promote that.
I'm not a member of anything, so I don't know. I only just recently became involved with Ipsil. Just recently.
But you are
within the past couple of months, I've been paying my dues.
President. The only person of IPSA to step in immediately as president of a chapter.
I didn't step in immediately.
You're the only person in the history of trade associations to step in immediately as the president of a chapter.
Oh, yes. Okay.
You came in.
Nepotism is alive and well.
Correct. That's what I meant.
Okay.
So. But no, that's not what happens. Listen, you're a person, though. You're a human being. You have a radio. You have a television. You have access to social media. You have access to the news.
When there's
what
a problem.
Have you seen that talks about?
Oh, from organizations
being
no
professionals from any organization when there's a problem. Yeah. Not from any of them. Not a one of them. Right. I see a lot of things about investing in Learn to Swim. That's fantastic. There's a lot of great learn to swim programs out there. I'm not knocking it. It's super, super important. I see that all over the place. I want to see the other just as much. There's a lot of money going into these trade associations. I think we need to see something that directly benefits the pool professional and advocates the pool person as a professional.
Rudy and Andrea will be right back with more Flock It Fridays after these messages.
Jack's Magic Products is your industry leader in identifying, removing, and preventing stains. How? With a range of high-performance, eco-friendly products, keeping pools safe, clean, and ready to use all year round. The Jack's Magic 3-step program is a quick and effective way to remove stains and scaling. First, we identify the problem, then our top-quality products will remove the discoloration. Finally, our preventative solutions will keep your pool looking like new for much longer. Get helpful tips and check out our product catalog today at jacksmagic.com.
Are you struggling with maintaining clean and clear pool water and staying compliant with local agencies? Not to mention keeping up on your chemical supply and the time needed to care for your on-site water. Stop the struggle. The Leslie's Pro Commercial Team offers your business a one-touch national solution for healthy, clean, and safe water. Our trusted advisors partner with your group to learn your business and provide consultative services to take care of your water needs. If your team is discussing guest safety, labor challenges, consistency in supply and cost, or education on water care, then connect with us today. Learn more about Leslie's pro and commercial benefits by emailing commercial@lesl.com. Again, that is commercial@lesl.com. Or click the link in the podcast notes of this episode.
AquaStar's new pipeline cartridge filters, available in two sizes, deliver top-notch hydraulic efficiency along with best-in-class filtration performance, approaching that of DE filters. Uniquely designed open pleat spacing means 100% of the media square footage is usable, and these claims are backed by NSF test results. Designed with a pro's time and comfort in mind, the patented double locking system improves safety and ease of access, making filter cleanings faster than ever before. Available now. Ask your supplier for pipeline filters today.
Blu-ray XL is the power of minerals working for you. Reduce your overall chemical costs and labor up to 50% guaranteed. Whether you have 20 accounts or 20,000, Blu-ray XL's direct pricing and free shipping to the pool trade have you covered. Improving pool professionals' profit and work-life balance is what they do. Blu-ray XL, the real mineral purifier. Visit them at BluRayXL.com.
Blu-ray all day.
Homeowners should know. How do you tell the difference between a professional and a fly-by-night? I'm just saying, it doesn't matter. I don't care what certifications you have. I'm not talking about spending money. I'm not talking about attending any of my classes, nothing along those lines, anybody's classes. I'm not even saying that you have to be a member of the trade associations to appreciate that the trade associations do this, because that would benefit everybody in the industry. There are over 76,000 pool service companies in this country set up as a business. That does not include all of the people that are under the wire stealth that are not set up as a legit business. 76,000 of us. And there's nobody saying, hey, you know what? These people, they are pros. What they're doing is not easy. It's hard. They have to know science. They have to know hydraulics. They have to know all of these different things in order to make this work and to make your backyard pool safe. They're not the people who think, taking care of pools is just too easy to test strip in, put some chemicals in, and move on. We are well beyond that. These are the people that are really trying to master what they do, and they are out there, and they are in people's backyards, and they're listening to us. In fact, I would say anybody who takes the time to listen to any of the podcasts is probably in that boat, because one of the big things that we all promote, I don't care if it's Pool Chasers, Pool Nation, Rule Your Pool, hoop-de-doo, what have you. You better be listening to us, by the way. I hope. So I'm just saying, whatever. the point is those folks are interested in education, and people that are interested in education tend to be more successful and be more success minded and more customer centric, meaning that they care more about their customers. And that's what they're working on, is becoming a better benefit to their customers. And we need an organization, one of them, all of them, I don't care. Maybe we need a new organization that promotes the pool person as a professional to the public.
Okay. So I have a question about what you were saying.
Okay.
And I didn't want to interrupt you.
Derail. I'm interested in that one.
I guess I asked a little bit. So you're not talking about everyone, because didn't we talk about this before? Didn't you ask me if I think that your regular pool guy should have some kind of license or something like that? Am I confusing conversations?
No, we did talk about that.
And this is not what saying in this.
No, okay. That's not what I'm talking about this time.
Okay,
no.
I'm sorry.
I think licensing, if you're required to have it in an area, that's fantastic. You should absolutely have it. You shouldn't do anything that you're not allowed to do.
So you're no just who you are. You're just talking about. That's not what I meant. So you're just talking
reputation.
About. I think that sounds great.
I see.
Period.
Just okay.
Putting us out there as professionals. Look for the union label. Do you remember those commercials from back in the 70s? Probably 50s and 60s as well.
I'm not as old as you.
Well, you've heard of it, right? Have you ever heard the jingle? The look for the union label jingle.
No, and you know what the purpose of that was? But I have a friend who's a welder and he's in a union.
But that whole thing, they had this huge campaign, look for the union label, because if you saw the union label, you would know then that you were getting a quality product, which got Americans to look more for that when they were out purchasing different things to support the unions at that time. It was a fantastic campaign. It came to an end in the end of the 70s, I believe, maybe up and through the 80s. In either case, similar to that, what's our union label? What's the badge of professionalism for a pool pro? How does a homeowner tell the difference? We need that set up, and we need somebody.
Google reviews.
Not Google reviews, not Yelp, not any of that crap, because half the Google reviews come from the person themselves.
Mm. Well, there's that, and there's also just crabby people that I saw a Google review, not a Google review, it was a Yelp review. I saw it on Facebook, and it was just completely petty. The person just left a one star because they were mad about something just completely silly. But anyway, no, I get where you're going. I'm just trying to understand.
Joe Trusty here with Pool Magazine, presenting news bulletins from around the pool industry. January 23rd through the 25th marks the annual Pool and Spa Show in Atlantic City. Pool Magazine will bring you a recap of the hottest products and trends you'll see this pool season, but if you happen to be in town, don't miss what many consider to be the premier event for the pool and spa sector. An intense cold snap caused a deep freeze that has pool contractors scrambling to make repairs this week. Nationwide low temperatures issued a weather advisory from the National Weather Service in all 50 states, prompting warnings for swimming pool owners to secure their equipment from potentially costly damage. Pool John Bolliford got the nod as design faculty chair for Genesis, an award-winning education platform for pool professionals organized by the Pool and Hot Tub Alliance. Bolliford joined the organization a year ago and thus far has taught a wide range of courses on topics such as architectural styles, elements of design, and how to integrate a pool with the surrounding landscape design. Iper might be the new kid on the block when it comes to robotic cleaners, but have been generating a ton of buzz with their latest release, Scuba S1. The cleaner took top honors for innovation at the recent Consumer Electronics Show Awards. Finally, NY Swims is a new initiative started by Governor Kathy Hochul aimed at curbing record drowning rates and enhancing access to swimming pools across the Empire State. The governor announced the $60 million grant program to establish 10 new pools in underserved communities, with an additional $30 million for pop-up pools around the city during the height of the summer. For the latest news, featured stories, and articles pertaining to the industry, head over to poolmagazine.com, your leading source for pool news. Now, back to the Talking Pools podcast.
Thank you.
Aquastar Pool Products, Blu-ray XL, Pool Magazine, Ray Pack, Lamotte Company. These Talking Pools podcast sponsors are all participating in the Talking Pools podcast trade show poker run on February 24th at the Everything Under the Sun Pool and Spa Expo in Orlando. Rudy and Andrea will be at the Revved Up Apparel booth from 10:30 a.m. to noon for a special meet and greet. That's where the poker run begins. Revved Up Apparel, booth 533. That's where you can pick up your trade show poker run scorecard and instructions at 11 a.m. or stop by anytime between 10:30 a.m. and noon to say hello. Let's do some selfies. Stop at the 5 participating sponsor booths to get dealt your card in the specified order and at the specified times. Cards will be dealt at each location until they've dealt their entire deck, so first come, first serve. Last stop on the poker run is the skimmer booth at 1:30, where you will submit your cards and score sheet. Best hand wins. Announced at 2 p.m. Cash prizes and prizes. It's winner take all in the Talking Pools podcast trade show poker run. In the case of a tie, it will be high card draw to determine a winner. Don't miss the fun. Don't miss the run.
How do you know? I mean, I'm not talking about something you just pay for. I'm not trying to, like, the AAA accreditation, right, that you pay for,
or like
to be
the blue
accredited.
Check on Facebook.
I'm not looking for that, or the blue check on Facebook.
And Twitter, too. You pay for that as well.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about something that you actually have to earn. It can be bestowed upon you because of your current reputation, business, and things you can prove, but it should be something that there's some standard that you have to maintain in order to be a part of this. Not something you can just buy.
So, like,
and
reports?
Then this organization should, I don't know.
I'm just trying to have a conversation, you know? I don't.
Maybe it could be reviews. Maybe that could be a small part of it. Maybe there's a test of knowledge. Maybe they look for licensure and insurance.
Like, you already have the license and you already have this certification and you already have this.
You're a legit business. Maybe those things. I'm not sure. But that's what we need. That's what should be happening. And it's not.
I agree.
So it's kind of scary, and everybody runs into it all the time. And you know what? How less leery would a homeowner be of choosing you as the service company they want to go with when they know that you're the one that maintains that professional standard?
Kind of like, my thought kind of just went to doctors when you said that, kind of like doctor referrals kind of thing, you know, like, I don't know. Maybe I'm not on the right track and I apologize.
I wish I could think of something current, but what we're dealing with is a problem that's existed since non-current times where that type of stuff was more popular. I mean, really, that's what we're looking at. And that's what it should be. And that's what these organizations should be doing. Mm-hmm. Because to tell you the truth, I have no idea what the fuck any of them do with the money we pay them.
Yeah. Except for you see them at the trade shows and stuff, and then that's fine.
Which brings up an important point.
And they
because
put,
now,
don't they
I'm sure
have,
I'm
they,
get some-
they offer classes. I'm sorry. They offer classes and continuing education and stuff like that, right? Most of them,
they
some
do.
Of them.
And you have to pay for them.
Right. But you get discounts on them.
Do you?
I don't know. I have to renew my CPO certification, by the way. So I'm going to be, I don't know if I want to go with you or not. I'm just kidding.
Is that, are those prices that you're paying discounted because you're a member? I don't know. How much does it cost to teach a class? Well, how much does it cost to get all that stuff together?
We're gonna find out when I come to register for my CPO recert, and then
no, it's not the same thing. What you're talking about is two different things. Why isn't the education, if you're a member, free? You've already paid them money.
No, I agree with you.
I don't know.
It should be free.
Like I said, I know that some of the money, a good portion of the money, goes toward lobbying and lobbyists and government agencies and that type of thing, and working on getting those different laws and rules and things into play. So I'm not denying that a lot of them do a very good job there. They do. But is that where all the dues money goes? I don't know.
I don't either.
Where does all the money for teaching the class go? I mean, obviously, these are board level things that people would look at. And I am not the member of a board of any trade association. So, but what I don't see is anybody actively looking to portray pool professionals as professionals to the public. And I think we need that more than anything.
Yeah. No, you're right. Back to the stigma. There's just the whole, you know, like stoner, barefoot, like we're all Spicoli and shit, you know?
Exactly.
All right. Well, so yeah, thanks for everybody for listening. Thanks to everybody. Thanks to everybody for listening. Thank you to our sponsors, as always. And also follow us, you know, like us, share us, review us, do all of those things. And wait, weren't we doing, I was going to say, like, follow us on social medias too, because Rudy's got a page. I've got a page, right? What's your page, Rudy?
You've got a page. She's got a page. We all have a page.
We all have pages. We all have social medias. Follow the Talking Pools podcast page. There's that. Go to the Talking Pools Facebook group. Rudy, what's your handles, your ats?
At CPO class on everything.
What are your ats?
CPO class on everything.
Aren't you Talking Pools on TikTok, though?
Well, I am, but you asked me personally.
Well, there's that.
I'm at CPO class.
Do you have more than one TikTok?
No.
Oh, okay.
I only have the Talking Pools TikTok.
I see. I am myself
but
on TikTok.
Look for us there.
And so, since Rudy's not going to ask me, you can find me, Adventures of the Pool Girl, and also just me, myself, Andrea Nannini, because that's just my name. So there you go. What was it, Rudy, you were going to say? Sorry, go ahead.
Until next time, be good. Be safe.
What's your problem?
I just wanted to take a minute to say thank you for listening today. I'm hoping you enjoyed the episode as much as we enjoyed putting it together for you. Listen, it's been a couple of wacky, crazy, screwed up years, from pandemic to Poolmageddon. I just want you to know that we are all in this together. If there's anything that we can do for you, send me an email at talkingpools@gmail.com. Again, that's talkingpools@gmail.com. We're here. This is your podcast. We are the Pool People's Podcast, of the pool people, for the pool people, by the pool people's body. Podcast. This one is about you. So thank you for tuning in and listening. Do me a favor, click subscribe before you go. That way you don't miss an episode.